Hello and welcome back to the 10 Pint Podcast. We're here with me, Lucas Normal, and Beefham.
Yes, lad.
And today we've got very special guest, Dom from the Road End Pod. So how are we, mate?
Good, lad, yeah. I've been better.
We all have.
The last few days I've been much better than I am now. You're in the same boat, aren't you? So
we're slightly worse. But yeah, we'll start off with like, what is your podcast, first of all, and who have you interviewed so far?
So the main reason behind it was I had a couple of bit of mental health issues last year. Needed something as a distraction other than Liverpool, because yeah, that's just like that can wrap your week up, can't it? So the idea behind it was to get guests on, and the guests talk a little bit about themselves, what they've done in the past, what they do now, and then get a little bit of talk about Liverpool. It's all Liverpool based, man.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry for everyone else. Yeah, so it's ex-footballers. I've had like this, I'm in season two now. So I've got Neil Mellor, Chris Kirkland's on this week, Budwin Zenden last week. There's a few ex-players as well, a few local comedians, singers, stuff like that. Just a mix of everything, but yeah, to talk about the Reds, basically.
Yeah. Do you have any like prior experience before that? No,
absolutely not. No Edmonton like experience, nothing. It was just a case of diving in and just seeing how we get on, and I've loved this since.
Yeah, I've listened to a few of them. Have you had the Cheap Pros on too?
Yeah.
I've listened to that one. The Adam Morgan one's worth listening to for anyone watching. And the Neil Mellor one's good as well. I need to dig a bit deeper and have a look at all the other ones. Did you say Chris Kirkland's out this week?
Chris Kirkland's on this Friday. That was a quite deep one, because he's been through a lot the last few years, coming out with himself, mental health problems, but also addiction.
Yeah.
He's addicted to painkillers because he couldn't play a game without being in pain. Mm. So he just ends up taking him continuously every week, every training session. Yeah. And obviously it was like getting him.
So now we don't consider as a fan that everyone just thinks footballers go out 100% fit all the time. But I think a lot say, don't you, that you're hardly ever playing without a knock.
Well, Mellor said every game he was playing with needles.
Yeah.
So before every game he was getting injections. And like you said, we just think, get out there and play footy.
Yeah.
No, it's like Calvert-Lewin, like he splits opinion with Everton fans, and like with me, I'm sort of torn in the middle, because I'm sort of the opinion of that. I don't think his head's ever been quite right since he first done his injury, and I think every time he plays like he's a bit scared of getting injured again. Yeah. But we need him not for the rest of the season, though.
Carragher said a few times about when he broke his leg against Blackburn, did he? Lucas Neal broke his leg. Yeah, he said when the first time he come back, he had to just nail someone straight away. Do you know, just get it out of his system, like, his leg's still going to work, type thing. But yeah, I think Calvert-Lewin's one of them, innit? I think you get like the older fellas with the handbags and all that. They don't like that either, do they?
Do you think he could maybe do with getting, I'm not saying a bad challenge, but like sort of something like that, so... And then he comes up, he's not injured from it, so he sort of thinks, right, I'm all right now.
Yeah. He's not made of glass.
Yeah, I know, but...
The size of him, I want to see him elbowing everyone. Yeah.
I know.
Like, he's a number nine.
I know.
Can't be getting through a boat and being scared of getting injured, because he's never going to make it, is he?
Yeah, not half.
So yeah, well, then we'll go on to, so first of all, we'll talk about sort of a half season now, isn't it? Half season review of him. We'll start off at Liverpool.
Can we wait? Where are we up to? We're lost, I think, at the minute. Don't really know where we go from here. It could change. It could change, definitely. The last two games, I'd say more so, there's been a little bit more intensity. I wouldn't say it's been good enough, but it's been better than it has been. So they're getting a little bit of fluidity now. There's a bit of consistency in the team. There's a couple to come back. I mean, without Diaz, we look...
Yeah.
Just look like a totally different side. We had the midfield. They're on their ass. Not going to lie. They've got no legs.
You look old. But it's like you've grown old overnight.
Yeah, and you know what? They played a lot of games last season, and so they should if they want to win everything.
Yeah.
This season, they should be the same. But I don't know, Fabinho's drop-off is unbelievable.
Because he was sort of the main like anchor in that role, weren't he?
Yeah, and do you know, people are saying like we're conceding goals left, right and centre. That was always going to happen when the midfield dropped off.
Yeah.
Because our midfield was about intensity, was about pressing, win the first tackle, and then the defence was cushy.
Yeah.
But now... With no midfield, the defence is just exposed left, right and centre. Yeah.
Are you surprised Liverpool never signed a midfielder in January?
Surprised we haven't signed one since 2019 when we won the Champions League.
Yeah.
Yeah, we signed Thiago, you know. We signed Harvey Elliott at that time. Harvey Elliott, Seth Vandenberg and Adrian. How do you push on when you've got the likes of Chelsea signing?
Yeah.
Every Tom, Dick and Harry, and we're struggling to put money together for one.
I know, yeah. I always thought like Bellingham was nailed on to join Liverpool, but more so now I think... Maybe, let's say Liverpool don't get Champions League this year, probably will go to a City instead, won't he?
you've got to think about it. He's got the age on his side, so
yeah,
it depends 19, what his ambition is. Yeah. Like if he signs for us, we're gonna get back in the top four.
Yeah,
we are gonna get back in there. It's a matter of time. Hopefully, we win the Champions League. I'm not saying we're gonna, but you know,
yeah.
But yeah, he's one of them players that he could change everything for the next few years. He's our centre mid for 10 years, isn't he? Yeah,
he's a special player, isn't he?
Special. Yeah.
I don't even think people don't watch him every week. We've just seen him for England mostly.
Yeah.
And he's just unbelievable to be playing at. I think he's 19, isn't he? To be playing at 19 in the World Cup. It's the confidence of it, though. Like you see some players come into the team. He's screaming at people at 19, screaming at like professionals at 19. And just for England at a World Cup, so like going to Liverpool's not going to be a big thing. He's not going to be intimidated, is he?
No, I think
he captains Dortmund, does he?
Yeah, captain of Dortmund when Reece isn't playing. But imagine playing as captain for Dortmund as well. That wall, that stadium, the atmosphere is unbelievable there. So I feel like he'll just transition into us like handshake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a leader. Definitely, and we lack that massively in our midfield, especially with the likes of Henderson not playing.
Yeah. How long's Henderson out injured for?
Been injured all season, hasn't
he? Yeah. Do you reckon he sort of...
Comes to the end.
Yeah, coming to the end of his career. Yeah,
well, as I said before, with the pressing, without his pressing, I don't really know what else he brings.
Yeah.
He's got a big mouth on him. Mm. I've seen that a few times, and that does work, and we do need that sometimes, but yeah, without him in the midfield... We do look a little bit lost, but then when he plays, he's not contributing nothing now.
Yeah.
His legs have gone. He's been 20 minutes the last two games, done nothing.
Yeah.
So there's a massive revamp. What worries me is we should have got one in January, should have got one in the summer, and then should have got one in the next summer.
Why do you think you aren't?
I think if you look at it as a business sense, which I hate looking at it because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You've got to think, they want to sell the club. Why on earth are they going to spend money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they could say, let's sell the club and we'll put this asset aside, but they've got to pay for it, the new owners. But they're not doing it, are they? I think there's no other reason. Klopp has come out and said, you were right, we should have got a midfielder, but then doesn't get one in January. Just doesn't add up. Something's going wrong, and we don't know nothing about it.
When do you think the club's like, do you think it's the summer when they want to sell it?
For them to come out and say it, something started.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it'll be the Arabs. It wouldn't surprise me if it was February, just because January's gone.
Yeah. I think that's our issue, isn't it? Like, I think Nishiri personally will build the ground. He's not buying any players and he'll sell up.
Yeah.
And sell and make a profit on what he bought.
Yeah.
But it is a business to them, isn't it?
Did he say he's not selling it not long ago? And then the interview came out and said he... Or vice versa.
I think it was within 5 minutes of each other. There was a newspaper article, can't remember what one, and it was like, Nishiri wants to sell. And then 5 minutes later, there was the interview on YouTube, which he said, I'm not selling. He also said on that interview, he promised us a striker in January. Jeez. But it looks like we're signing bloody Andre Ayew, 33-year-old.
Is that
still good?
Free agents.
Yeah, free agents. Yeah,
can't wait.
And I didn't even think he was good at. Was he at Swansea?
We're signing Andre.
Yeah.
Not even a good one, John.
Yeah.
He was West Ham, weren't he? And Swansea. Yeah, yeah.
I got them confused.
Yeah, they had the two of them, didn't they, at one point?
Swansea, sure yeah. It's not good enough. It's not going to keep it up, is it?
No.
Calvert-Lewin is going to be playing anyway, so he's going to be a backup.
Mm.
If Calvert-Lewin, as we said then, is fit. But
it's just like getting a little Rondon in, isn't it?
I know.
Wouldn't it be an issue keeping him with it? Was he that bad?
Was he that bad?
Yeah, it was like, I've seen Umani has played football and score, and Rondon was probably worse.
Rondon's like running in quicksand. Yeah.
God.
But it's just, we have too many of them players though. Over just throughout the years, you look like Kone. That's another example. Just have these strikers, and we sign players based off 6 good months.
Yeah,
and we'll throw 50 million. I know we didn't sign Rondon for that, but we sign players for big money off 6 months of work, whereas you should be signing a player of 3 seasons consistency.
Yeah, the ways have done it the last few years.
I think someone put a big table up of like every signing since Mascheri's like joined, and it was like amber, red, green, and literally I think there was 2 which were green, which were like alright signings. All the rest is just like,
what were the 2? Pickford,
I think they put Godfrey as well, but even him, it's a big fee for him.
He's up in the air though, isn't he? Let's be honest.
Yeah,
he has a good few games, and then
I think we spent like 25 million on him too. Was that about that? 20-25. I think that's a lot of money, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, I think like going on to Everton now, like in January, we needed another striker, another winger, and
we sold a winger, haven't we?
Yeah, but what, 2 wingers then? Or 2 strikers and a winger? And it's like,
are you too bothered about him leaving, Gordon?
Well, we weren't bothered until we never signed no one.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we'll get the money, 45 million, a few will come in, and then we'll get us a bit of momentum, do you know what I mean? But selling him now looks a bit, left ourselves short there. Say what you want about him. He was our second highest goal scorer of the season.
Yeah.
Only with three goals, like, but, you know, it's still...
He was top.
Is that all he had, three goals?
Yeah, this season.
Yeah. He scored two early on, too, I think, didn't he?
Yeah. He scored against Leeds. He
scored against Leeds.
Brentford and Palace.
Yeah, exactly. And he's... I think we've got a good fee for him. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, sometimes I think he's not like when a Rooney left, for example, where everyone's wounded. I don't think anyone's actually bothered that he's left.
It's the way he's done it, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the only thing for me. Like, whether he had the quality or not, I can't stand it when people go against the club and just don't start to come to training and that. That's unforgivable. We've had that in the past. Can't bear that.
Imagine if the deal never went through and he had to then come back to training and play again.
Had to read and play as well. Everyone has been on his case, right? It's bad at the best of times, isn't it?
I think, as I said, I don't think it's a good deal for us.
He's not
that young either.
If he's brought someone in.
Yeah.
Like that, I thought when you were what was he from Chelsea?
Conor Gallagher.
Yeah. If you'd have got him, I'd have been thinking, fair enough, that's
just come out of nowhere again.
But yeah, mad. And he's turned you down.
Why would he want to sign for Everton though?
Yeah, I was thinking that. But in the World Cup squad. I would have thought he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, because what's his ambition? Sit on the bench at Chelsea?
I know. He had that loan spell, didn't he, at Palace?
Yeah.
That's where he come to fruition. But then, now he's in and out, isn't he, again? But everyone at Chelsea's in and out the team, by the looks of it.
Three teams, haven't
he? I know.
It's mad, the business.
I couldn't name their team.
Yeah.
I couldn't name half of the signings.
Yeah. Well, we were saying on the way down, because we were having a look into it, he signed some lad from Monaco for 35 million.
That's the centre-half.
I'll have a look.
I couldn't even tell you where he plays. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, play a lot of FIFA too. Like, I was just like, never heard of him. 35 million on him. And then, what's it, 105 on...
Mudrick. Or Fernandez.
Yeah, but I think Mudrick was 90 and he was 105. It's like, I don't know. Do you see Everton getting penalised for FFP? Something's going on at Chelsea there. All of them, like, getting
yeah, but do they sell players, though? Think about their academy, though. They always have loads of players. They're probably making 8 to 10 million on each player. Eight of them's 80 million for the signing, but it's balancing.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it there from like
I don't know.
Well, they've done it at like 8-year deals for everyone. They're spreading the cost. Why has no one else thought of that? Why haven't we thought of that? Fuming about that.
I think they've done something now, changed the rule though, haven't they? Because, you know, they've been doing that.
Have they?
I think Newcastle, years ago, when Pardew was there.
8-year,
where? Who was it? Did they give him and Kabay something like a 7-year deal?
Yeah, they give Pardew one, didn't he? Yeah. To pay him for a few years.
Mad.
And Everton still playing a manager off?
Probably, honestly.
Who was before Lampard?
There's Benitez.
Yeah.
And then the other fella.
Ancelotti.
Who's the one at Fulham?
Silva.
You've been through some, haven't you?
He had Moyes for how long? 10 years? Longer?
2002 till 2013,
11 years, yeah. We had Moyes, that's our whole childhood. We had Moyes, and then since then, we've just had just this like loads of managers, haven't we?
Would you have him back?
See, a few weeks ago, I thought it was nailed on that West Ham were going to sack him, and I thought Everton were waiting for West Ham to sack him.
Yeah,
so you know what? I probably would have had him back, you know, like even though the circumstances he left in was a bit clouder than that, I don't know. Be honest, there's not very much options for managers now, is there?
Why do you think it was clouded, though?
Well, he's sort of, like, done it behind Everton's back, didn't he? Going to United. I don't blame him for going to United, by the way, because challenging for titles, aren't you, Alan? And, like, at the time, we were just challenging for Europe.
Yeah, I think he reached the ceiling at Everton at the time.
Yeah.
He said that himself the other day. He said, apparently, Ferguson, I think this was on the High Performance podcast, John J. Humphrey, he said, apparently, Alex Ferguson rang him one day and just said, you're the new manager of Man United. He didn't say, like, do you want to be the new manager? He said, you are the new manager. And then he said he just went round and it was sorted before he even told anyone at Everton. Man. It's a massive opportunity to turn down.
Yeah, to be fair, he kept us. We probably would have went down a long time ago. Yeah. Waiting for him being at Everton, really.
Yeah, I think he's just like a similar mould, though, to Deitch.
Yeah.
As well. They're like sort of similar, aren't they? Hard to beat, yeah. Proper old-fashioned British managers in a way, aren't they?
Yeah,
4-4-2. 4-4-2, yeah, but... It'd be interesting to see, as we said then, with Deitch, how it goes, because, I don't know, is the amount of time he's got enough?
Yeah, I think it was a 2.5-year deal.
Mm.
I think if we went down, which I think's looking quite likely now, to be honest, given no signings, I trust them to take us back up. I trust them more than would Lampard to take us back up.
I would.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know whether the club are even thinking like that, not signing no one in January and so on.
It's half a season left.
I wouldn't do it personally. But
where's the ambition there? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's so frustrating, yeah. Though.
Who else would you have got, though? You know what I mean?
I know, true. I see loads of names getting thrown about, didn't we? We always get, what's the fella we always get linked with? Like Galtier and Fonseca. Oh, yeah. All these names just get banded about. Ones. Yeah. Because they have a fancy name. Who was
that Pereira last year?
Yeah.
He's been linked to the Everton job about 10 different times. Mad, isn't
it? Was he the one where everyone was protesting outside the ground?
Yeah, so no to Pereira.
And it was that agent, what was his name? Junior. He had some mad name, and apparently he's signing all the players. Like, he's connected with Mascheri.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
It's so complex with Everton. Like, if someone just asked you, what's the issue with Everton? You couldn't just give him a straight answer. Yeah, it is, isn't it? But, like, you've got just... He's a clown at the top. He's a clown. Yeah. Ken Wright. I don't know what Ken Wright's waiting for, to be honest. I don't really think he has that much say anymore either, though.
I thought Mascheri didn't make the decisions.
It's mad, that, isn't it?
It's honestly laughable. Do you know what I mean? How bad it is. It's also like I try and detach myself all the time from Everton because I'm just like I get obsessed. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then I come back and I just go, what is going on here? Like. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Someone put a comparison up the other day with, like, remember when Sunderland went down after they signed loads of players, Villa too? Yeah. I think it's very, very similar to them situations, and I'd be more surprised if we stayed up, to be honest, because Southampton, they've spent a lot of money. They signed that striker from Genk.
Top scorer in the Genk.
Yeah.
In the Genk league.
Yeah, she has highlights the worst hat-trick ever. It's such a funny hat-trick. Like, the first goal, he nearly misses from a yard out. The second one, the keeper parries it, and he just about scores. And his last goal, he just goes straight down the middle for the pen, keeping it, he gets it. It's a funny hat-trick. Like, and he signed that winger who Everton will link with from Rennes in France.
Didn't he beat his 2-0?
I think he turned us down for Southampton. Obviously, there was the whole saga with the Villarreal winger.
Dan Juma,
yeah. Mm. Obviously, he was...
Funny the way he scored, weren't he?
Apparently...
Another one, I can't blame him either.
Yeah.
No, if Tottenham come in for you last minute, you're going in a relegation scrap or European, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm just more shocked that he had the kit and all that.
It'll be funny when, like, eventually one day them pictures will get leaked, won't they? Of him, like, holding up the shirt.
I've seen the photos of him, not Nabil Fekir, when he signed for Liverpool. He's all in Liverpool kissing that way.
I was devastated by that one, you know. I'd seen a little bit about him, and then obviously you start watching videos and you get a bit excited.
Yeah.
It's a good number 10, it's what we need. And where is he now? You know what I mean?
Is he at Rayo?
He's not really pulling up trees, is he?
Nah.
It's like that, was that Tex area? Was it Alex Texas?
Oh, the one at Shakhtar Donetsk.
I think he was another one, anyway.
He was coming to us and then China come in, didn't he?
It's mad, isn't it?
It's mad them players you get. Like Hulk, who's got meant to be and like Oscar and stuff like that. Then they end up going some mad league and you're like, what's going on here?
I read a mad thing about him today, saying like he loses a stone again.
I see that.
What is that?
Who, Hulk or Oscar? Yeah.
And what, like How's sweat? It?
I don't know. Someone replied saying you should see him when he gets angry.
I think I'm sure he's married to his cousin as well, you know. Or he's been married like 3 different times. I think what it was, he got married to someone and then he left her to marry her cousin and then he left that one to marry someone's cousin again. There's something mad like that, probably. Yeah,
he doesn't propose to her, he tells you he's getting married.
Some mad players
going forward, what's the solution with Everton this season? Write off young players and bringing potential through. It's about the next 6 months.
Just fold that.
Solution.
No, hopefully, I think the next 2 games are Arsenal at the time of recording, Arsenal and then the Derby, which I don't like derbies anyway, but I'm not looking forward to that. But after that, we have Leeds and Villa at home and Forest away. I think them 3 games, you'll know then.
You'll get beat against Forest away. 100%.
Horrible game, that.
Yeah.
Horrible game. We struggled massively there.
Mm. Mm. I think before United beat them the other day in the League Cup semi, I think they were unbeaten on about 10 at home or something like that, you know?
Yeah. You just sat there, another one, they just like the Moneyball, innit? They just sign players.
That's a mad one, but their window's being unreal, you know? Yeah. Like if you think about it, I was saying this last night on what I was doing. The experience they've signed to keep them up, like Navas, goal.
Yeah, yeah.
That centre half, he's experienced, and Shelby and then Chris Wood. They're not all unbelievable players.
Yeah.
They're experienced.
They'll do a job.
They'll do a dogfight. I think I was expecting them sort of signings from Hughes.
Yeah. Well, Chris Wood on loan, yeah, I would have had him as like, because Dyche knows him and stuff yeah. like that. Well, I would have had him as a striker.
That would have made sense, actually, yeah. thinking about it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but, yeah, they've...
Weren't you Giroud or something last
apparently
minute?
Apparently he turned us down.
Apparently his wife
twice now,
his wife
his wife didn't want us to sign him. We would have been boss as well, Giroud, back then.
Imagine if he actually signed for us, though. Since then, he won a World Cup and played another final.
I know. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Some player Giroud, though, underrated. Well, I think now he's rated. But when he was at Arsenal and even at Chelsea, if no one really like spoke about him, he's a classy player.
Always scores. Yeah. Just seems to always score.
Yeah.
Always nice goals too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm. What do you reckon Arsenal win the league?
Yeah.
I do too. You know, I think they've got that like momentum.
I wasn't
like,
convinced until he signed.
Jorginho.
Yeah. And I know that's a bit of a mad statement, but he's a different player than that party. He'll just make them tick. You've seen it when they've got the ball. They're really good with the ball.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really do much other than that, does he? He keeps hold of the ball, makes it nice and tidy, lets everyone play around him, and then he'll just sweep about. Partey's aggressive, isn't he? And obviously there's all stuff going on with Partey, which whether he's going to play or not, we'll see. And I think that's why they signed him.
Yeah. Well, I think he's a very good sign in terms of his experience, and like he's obviously won the Champions League and stuff. And like, I think he won a few other trophies at Chelsea
Euros.
Too. Yeah, out the Euros, forgot about that. Yeah, so signing him, and also he's got that keep ball in. So with 15 minutes
too.
Yeah, 15 minutes to go. You're under the cosh.
How much did he sign him for?
12 million.
12 million.
12 million.
18 months.
That's mad. Was his contract running down, is it? At Chelsea?
I think so.
Don't know. But they're trying to get Rice as well, Arsenal, aren't they? So wouldn't surprise me if that was like a bit of a short term fix until Rice comes down the season.
Yeah, because I think Arsenal will win the league, though, definitely. Like, in the summer, they recruited so well with Jesus and Zinchenko.
Jesus.
No wonder they're flying.
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, I don't reckon they'll win it, you know. When I picture in my head when the trophies get handed out in May, I can't see Mikel Arteta holding that league. All I can see is Guardiola still. Somehow they'll win the league still.
I think the thing is with City, and we've seen it like a couple of times the last few seasons, they just like go and win like 12 on the bounce, and you just like,
that's what I mean.
I've been saying that for weeks though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I said the same about us. We can go on a run, but we're not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, they're just gonna run away. Well, I can't see them running away with it, but I was shocked when City sold that Cancelo. Like,
yeah, he's went to Bayern Munich, hasn't he?
One of the best like wing backs in the league. By a mile, and then for him to go, it's a little bit more experience. They've lost a few experienced players, and he seems to just be cracking on.
It's been a bit of a transition for City, hasn't it? Because Sterling, Zinchenko, and Jesus went in the summer, and obviously they were three key players, and obviously then losing Cancelo now. He's ruthless Guardiola, like, isn't he? Soon as he done it with a few years back with Sane. Like, Sane was one of their better players at the time, and I still think he's an amazing player, Sane. Yeah, and he's just like, I think there was a contract dispute, weren't there? And he's just like, oh, go then.
Like, I'd love us to be like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, we've got players there now. We give Henderson a 4-year deal last year.
Yeah.
What's that about? You know what I mean? Like,
should have really only been like two and extended.
Maybe that's the sign of a good leader, though, with Guardiola.
Definitely.
Like, his culture is what he wants. And if you're not fitted to that, see you later.
Also, though, they can afford to do that.
Yeah,
they can sell Sané. They can just get someone else in for 70 million, can't they?
Yeah.
Whereas we're like trying to bargain about, which is bizarre considering we're the third richest club in the world, apparently.
Well, apparently Mishiri was the richest man in the world at one point or something, not when he's. And then he spent £0 this January. So I think Haaland, we've seen this discussed quite a lot. He does take a little bit away from the team, though. Obviously, he scores that amount of goals. So, stats-wise, great. Yeah. But if you look at him, he doesn't really offer much else, I don't think.
I think he's took the goals away from the other players, though.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, he's bagging these goals left, right and centre. But it's also restricting the likes of Foden.
Yeah.
The players like that around him, the nice players, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a little bit of football outside the box, the false nine that he has. Where now it's everything's about Haaland and finding Haaland. Give it to De Bruyne, find Haaland. Where it was about just passing and passing and passing, weren't it? Until they break you down. And
yeah.
He did. Whereas now it's like, it's not route one, but you know what they're going to do and you can't stop it.
Yeah.
So I think they took a few goals away from the other players.
Yeah, I think he'll probably break the record too, you'd imagine, well, easily.
Yeah. Slowed down a bit though, hasn't he? Yeah, but he's scoring one a game now.
Yeah. He scored a lot of the other week.
Who's your
yeah, captain on the weekend. Didn't he win 5-1 or 4-1?
Oh, who did he play when Wolves 3-0. He scored the last
Was it? Was it only 3-0?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, we had a little stint.
Yeah, no.
I think he didn't score, didn't he, in one game?
Taking it easy, weren't he?
No, but yeah, I think City, I think the level of expectation there, it's like if they still in the FA Cup, yeah, to beat Arsenal, didn't they?
Yeah.
If they just won the FA Cup and let's say they got to the final of the Champions League and finished second, that'd still be seen as like big, like an unsuccessful season for them, wouldn't it?
I think it's about the Champions League for them now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think
if he doesn't win it, when are they going to start putting pressure on that?
I know.
I find that mad. You know, I'd love us to have won it more than we have. Don't get me wrong, we've been beating two finals of it. But for them to be in the final and him be the victim of his own downfall, Guardiola, by making that many changes, he seems to overthink everything, doesn't he?
Yeah.
When it comes to them games, he overthinks.
It's like even last year, the FA Cup semi-final versus Liverpool, he just played like a second string team.
He's mad.
You're just like, what are you, like, you're only one game away from a final, yeah, what are you doing? And then the final you just mentioned, City was such the heavy favourites for that.
Mm.
And then he just goes mad. Then he only played one midfielder.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or just Gundogan in the midfield. Or he dropped Rodri. It was something like...
Yeah, he dropped someone.
Yeah. And then before the game, everyone was a bit like, what's he doing? And then Chelsea go and do them 1-0. And then last year, Real Madrid away, conceding 2 in that time. It's just... Yeah.
Criminal, that, you know. If we'd have done that, they'd have been all sorts of murder.
Yeah.
But he gets away with it, doesn't he?
Yeah. Like, I don't fancy them to win it this year. Like, we were talking before, and we sort of have, like, Liverpool definitely got it with the Champions League, where there's just, like, that sort of, like...
There's something about it with them, yeah, isn't it?
And I think Chelsea have it to a degree.
Yeah.
I think with them, like, you sort of do fancy them in games, which you wouldn't really expect. But I don't think any other English side really has that. Like, City definitely don't. I always expect them to sort of fail.
Well, their fans say, don't they, they'd rather win the Premier League.
So yeah.
It doesn't make the nights in the Champions League that you want it to be hostile, you want it to be horrible.
Yeah.
You make it horrible in the Champions League. The Premier League, our atmosphere is terrible.
Yeah.
Champions League, everyone just seems to get an extra gear.
Yeah.
And I think we're already 1-0 up when teams turn up.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because there's not that rich history at City? Because as a Liverpool fan, you're probably looking back at like different nights in the Champions League. City don't really have that.
No, but when you win it, you want to win it again.
Yeah.
I, it's easy saying this, but I'd rather win the Champions League than the Premier League.
Yeah.
Just because of the runs you go on, the aways you go on.
Yeah.
With your mates on these like Tuesday nights and whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then like even the final in Paris, it was horrible, don't get me wrong, but being there, we were part of it.
Yeah.
Where the league's great, but you want to be playing Real Madrid, you don't want to be
Do you not feel like you haven't had that day for the league of winning the league? Obviously you did win the league, but it was in lockdown, weren't it? So do you still feel like you haven't really?
If you'd have asked me on that night, I'd have said no, because that night was wild.
Yeah.
I know it was locked down and that. And I don't know if you can say all this, but one of the best nights of my life, even though I went on the ground.
Yeah.
It was mad.
Yeah.
One of the worst, I'm on.
Yeah, you'll have seen everything what went on the docks and the odd idiots that weren't even Liverpool supporters. But yeah, I wish I was in the ground, don't get me wrong, but I'm sure we'll be there again. Well, I'm open, so.
Yeah.
And I hope it's under Klopp as well, because... I feel like he deserves that.
Mm.
I feel like he got robbed of it as much as we did. Because he brought us together. We were in a mess when he signed.
Yeah.
The disconnect with the fans and the players.
Yeah.
Was just, we were miles away. And what he's done in that time. Anyone who calls for his head now, man.
Is that a thing at the moment, though? Is the little memes of that? No.
It depends who you are. If you actually follow the club.
Yeah.
And you're an actual fan and not a Twitter droid.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah, it's a thing on Twitter. The pressure should be on him. He should be asking. He should be out the owners and stuff. Why is he going to out the owners, mate? They're his boss.
Yeah.
You know, Rafa done it, and where does he? He ended up on his backside.
Yeah. He's half earned that, like, let's say this season, Liverpool don't get top four. He's
money in the bank, innit?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? He's earned the chance to go again next season, or even for two seasons, do you know what I mean?
I'd say, like, you know, this season, I keep hearing people say it's a write-off. It's not.
Mm.
It's not with what two games in hand over Tottenham. We still got to play them.
Yeah.
We can be fifth.
Yeah,
that's not a bad position considering where we are now. And Champions League against Real Madrid, they're not in the best of form. What if we beat them? Is it a write off? Lots to play
Where's
for.
Where's the first leg for Real Madrid?
Anfield.
Is it, yeah?
Which is usually the difference in it, because the second leg at Anfield usually mad. Mm. But I think as long as everyone gets behind them at Anfield on the first leg and we get a couple of goals, I don't know where they're coming from because we can't score. Then it all depends. It all depends how it goes. But we need an advantage in our first leg.
There's like an extra edge to that game too, given the final. And I think he's played them in the Champions League quarters a few years ago as well.
But they murdered us when Rodgers was in charge.
Yeah.
And made a show.
Ronaldo score?
Yeah. At Anfield. Benzema, Ronaldo. I think he got a standing ovation at Anfield. Ronaldo.
I'm back, that isn't it?
To be honest, I never thought I'd have done it, but I clapped. Because I was thinking, how'd you compete with that? He was in the pinnacle then, weren't he? That was his peak. We had Gerrard on the bench at the away game. That was the end of him, weren't it? When Rodgers was in charge.
He benched Why was Gerrard. He on the bench?
I don't know. No one knows. Gerrard doesn't even know. You can remember going the camera going on him and everyone going, what is going on? What are you doing? He sort of wrote the end of his career at Liverpool, Rodgers, by doing that.
Yeah.
As soon as you bench Gerrard, that's it.
Players are too big to be benched, aren't they, like that?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He deserved everything. Got everything he wanted. Deserved everything he wanted. And it felt like he was just kind of saying, I'm the gaffer. You know what I mean? And everyone just thought, you're a tit.
How was he thought of amongst Liverpool fans?
Rodgers.
He was on the edge of success, weren't he?
Yeah, but it's 50-50. So I'll say it was more Suarez than Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like that season,
if you Suarez that season, Suarez, Sturridge and Sterling was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Gerrard and behind them. Coutinho was on form as well. He sort of found the right side at the right time for his style of play.
Yeah.
Where you've seen it at Leicester. He'd done it then. And then he just started to fall again. Started falling down again because they never won nothing.
Yeah.
Or an FA Cup. But I don't know. It's one of them. Like, no one's really asked.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't go out my way to like, shake his hand and say thanks for everything because he weren't there long enough.
Yeah.
I sort of look at it and think, for me, Suarez was... If we'd ever had Suarez, would there have been anywhere near like that?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's probably the best individual season of all time. Because I think he only played 31 games, but he still scored, I think it's 30 or 31 goals.
31.
Salah's the record, and he 34?
Yeah.
And I think sure Suarez was 33.
So I think he was,
like ridiculous season.
Mad, it was nuts on everything he hit. Everything he hit was in the back of the net. Like, he's one of them players that you run with the ball, it bounce everywhere. But he knew he knew it was staying at his foot. Everyone else is thinking, how is he doing that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he doesn't look good. He's one of them mad players that doesn't look like a good player.
Do you know what one of his best goals was for me? Do you know when he scores from like the edge of the box of a header against West Brom?
Bullet.
Do
you know who put the ball in for that?
Who?
The left back.
Enrique. Do you know?
Ali Sissoko.
Was it?
Oh my god.
He's a blast in the
past, isn't he? You're keeping him in the limelight, aren't you? Forget about him.
At least he's so cool, man.
Do you think that is the best individual season in the Premier League ever of a player?
For Liverpool. I don't know about everyone else.
What about that Salah? He scored more goals that season. The Salah, is that when he's got 97 points? Was that season?
I think but then we won the Champions League, so it sort of like weighed it up. You know what I mean? If we hadn't won the Champions League, it'd have been like one of them seasons you'd just think, what's the point?
Yeah.
That was what we were competing with, though. Mm. 97 points in your second.
It's mad, isn't it?
But, don't get me wrong, Salah's probably one of the best players we've ever had. But Suarez for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
He had that edge to him as well.
He's horrible. Horrible player.
Like Maradona, a bit. Like, Salah's like a nice fella, isn't he?
Well, just think of this, who was it that come out and said about Suarez diving? Was it Moyes? Salah wouldn't be diving in front of him, would he?
No.
You know what I mean? For him to have the cheek to run over to Moyes and just dive. No one else would have done
that. He probably had that dog in him, didn't he, Suarez?
Yeah.
Like, I hate him when he was at Liverpool, but when he leaves and that, and you sort of sit back and reflect, you're like, it's quite funny all that, do you know what I mean?
You've got to hate to love him now, he's one of them.
Yeah.
You want him on your side, don't you?
Yeah.
And that's what it was. Like if he'd have been on anyone else when he was at Barca and he'd come to Anfield, he'd celebrated and he still thought he'd have got a clap. He got the wrong thing there, didn't he? Because he shit himself.
Funny player.
What do you reckon that's the best individual Prem?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think of it. Like, I think the one which comes to mind is Van Persie for United 2012-13.
Got to look at the quality of league.
Yeah, I know. That's just one because I think he sort of won them the league that year.
Yeah. That volley against Villa.
Yeah, that is a hat trick he scored that game. I think that one's probably not a bad shout.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right. I think it's
13-14.
That season, you got a new beast, weren't
he? Yeah. When you're competing with Suarez that year, sort of.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's probably taking the shine away from him. Do you know what I mean? In a way.
Who do you reckon is our best, Everton's best player for one season in the Premier League? It's hard, isn't it?
I think Lukaku scored in 16-17. Lukaku scored about 26.
Kane caught him in the last week because Kane scored seven
in 2 games. He scored 4 against Leicester, didn't he?
Yeah. Such an Everton thing, that.
Remember Lukaku took a pen for us on the last day? Like, he must have been dying to take it, and he scored, and he's still like, I think Kane had scored a hat trick.
Yeah.
In the other game?
Yeah, in the other game. Just like, I don't know, we probably would go for.
Have to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have to be Lukaku, yeah.
He's been your best signer, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's boss Lukaku. I miss him. I do miss him.
I think his best form was at Everton. Obviously, he had Inter, but he won the league with the Conte there. But in terms of, he was a proper beast at Everton.
I think because the whole team was built around him, weren't they? Yeah. It was all like
the same at West Brom.
Yeah.
When he went on loan to West Brom, played against us, scored 2 headers, I thought, who's he? And then you signed him, and I thought, oh, for fuck's sake. Seriously? And then he was good at use, though.
Yeah, he was boss.
I think he found his level at use.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, when he come back to United, just a bit of a yard dog, didn't he?
Yeah. And when he went back to Chelsea as well, they got...
He's got an attitude, but I think he thinks he's better than what he actually is.
If he's playing for your club, he's got to be the star there.
He buys into his own hype.
Yeah, he does. See him with his American accent.
Oh, yeah. You see his Calvin Klein of it?
No.
Do you not see it? Where he's in the white underpants?
Oh, he definitely was an absolute...
Cover has his hand on his head, though. Left, yeah.
I don't want to see that advert, mate.
I want to say, definitely was an absolute pose. He definitely does, though, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's what Van Dijk and Trent on it the other week, and I thought, no, nope, swipe past that, not even looking.
I think with him now, Lukaku, just to finish on that, he'd score 4 against someone. But he wouldn't do it in big games. That semi-final against United.
Oh,
how many chances he missed in that game? And he missed a pen as well. Did his pen get saved?
Yeah, he missed 2 one-on-ones. Like, do you remember that game knocked me sick? Just why did you even mention that, lad?
No. Ruin your day. Yeah.
Do you know what you said before about not winning the league on 97 points, right? Yeah. We done a quiz the other day. Nice one for anyone who came down, right? Yeah, but one of the questions was, which is this the maddest stat you're going to hear? United won the league, right, on 75 points. I think it was 97, 98. 75 points took them to win the league.
Didn't we get 72?
Yeah,
but like the Martiners.
This year, you're probably getting top 4. You need set like around that.
It's mad, isn't it? I think Liverpool and City have brought that total so much higher over the past few years. You're probably wounded. Look on now, though, that City have fell off.
But it was always going to happen, wasn't it? As soon as we did, they were going to.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like, as much as Arsenal are a good side, I still don't think Arsenal compete with them two sides a couple of years back.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'd say I agree with that.
And whether they're in the prime or not then, I just mean taking it from now. Liverpool and Man City were just levels above everyone a couple of years ago, and I don't think Arsenal would have touched them.
I think that'll be a rivalry which is more appreciated when, like, do you know, like, people look back on Fergie and
Wenger.
Yeah. They look back on that one. I think Liverpool, City, like, when we have kids when we're older, they'll look back and be like, how were two teams competing 97, 98 points in one season? Like, it's crazy, isn't it?
There's clips, isn't it, when people say, like, how's this a rivalry? And you see them hugging and shaking hands and all that. It's just for the camera, that. They hate each other. I tell you now, they hate each other. You can see them on the line when the game's on. They absolutely hate each other. Like, they smile to each other.
Yeah.
But you know they're thinking, fuck, I hope we beat you here. You know what I mean? Like, two of the best managers that we've ever seen, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But how many points do you reckon Arsenal need to get this year to win it? 90, would you say? I can't imagine them needing like 97, 98.
Up at 80 is 90, yeah.
Yeah.
Because City have already dropped a lot of points by their standards anyway.
To do against us.
It comes down to them City games though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He got beaten a cup, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I think that's a big win. I know it's only the cup and that, it was 1-0, but I still think psychologically, he still got that edge.
How many times are you going to play them again?
Twice. I think one of them is, it's on Amazon, so it's a midweek game.
Yeah,
I think it got postponed last time because I think Arsenal had to play PSV in the Europa League.
Yeah,
I think it's because Queen's had, so that one got rescheduled, so they got that to play. I think that the first one's at the Emirates and the second one's at the Etihad, so it'd be very interesting. Like,
that can just change everything, can't it?
Yeah.
As
much as I'm saying Arsenal win the league, if they beat them twice,
yeah,
game on, innit?
There's that many games now. If you draw and lose in a week, and then the other team win twice, right back at you. Do you know what I mean? That's where we'll see. If Arsenal drop a few points, we'll see the character then. Because yeah. I think they've only dropped points against Newcastle, Southampton, and United.
I'll be 3-1.
Yeah, so they've only dropped points against them teams so far. I've only been beat once.
Yeah. Newcastle have only been beat once.
Have they? Well, they're flying.
Yeah. That's mad, mad, doesn't it? Joke, isn't it? By Liverpool, too.
Oh, yeah, last minute. Yeah. I think with that, though, it's not just Arsenal. It's Arteta.
Yeah.
Is his head going to fall off? Because I've seen it before. At Anfield, when he lost his shit against Klopp, we were 0-0. The game was dead. First half, it was quiet as anything. It was freezing. And everyone's just sitting there thinking, oh, I can't wait for this game to finish. And then his head goes, the ground's bouncing. We beat them 4-0.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's whether he can handle the pressure when it comes.
Was that
to
on
it.
The Amazon thing? Where yeah. he was playing, you never know.
I've never seen anything like that, you know. And don't get me wrong, it looks like he's doing a decent job now, but you can't be playing, you never walk alone in training, can you? I'm no, turning around going, is he having a fucking laugh? You know what I mean?
I'd actually funny be Arteta.
He's a bit like Guardiola, isn't he?
Yeah. I reckon he's a bit more aggressive though than Guardiola. Probably loses his head.
His head goes.
Proper goes.
It goes.
He's a bit like that as a player though. I remember him getting sent off a few times for elbowing people.
An elbow.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because he doesn't look like a big hard man, so you sort of laugh at him instead of like, oh, come on. You're looking at him thinking, what are you doing, mate?
No, I think if they do win it this year and he gets that taste for it, it's just going to set the bar even higher, because Chelsea are spending so much money. Like, at some point, all that money's got to lead to a bit of success, hasn't
it? We would have thought that though, with Everton, and it hasn't.
Yeah, but they're spending a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, I think it won't shock me. I know they've backed Potter in the January now, but won't shock me if in the summer someone best comes available. They'll just sack him, go for like the next best.
I rate him as a manager. I just don't think Chelsea's the right club for him.
No, I don't think it's not.
They want instant success.
Yeah.
He needs a project. He takes a bit of time. And I've seen it at Brighton. He's a brilliant, don't get me wrong, he's a great coach, but he tends to go off the boil for like 6 to 8 games.
Yeah.
And they can't afford that. It's happened too many times with him at Brighton. They're one of them teams that Chelsea need to win every single game. And, you know, I'm not saying they're going to, but I can't see him being there next year, personally.
No,
I think even at Brighton, he mentioned something about the fans booing once when they drew 0-0. And it's like, at Chelsea, you could have just won 10 on the bounce. If you lose the next two, the fans are on you straight away. Yeah. It sort of demands success, but...
It's just not the right fit, is he?
No.
He's not a Chelsea manager, is he?
No, he's not.
You know what I mean? He doesn't demand, like, respect. I know that sounds a bit daft, but... Like the likes of Ancelotti and managers that they've had in the past, Mourinho's are all massive names, aren't they?
But you can sort of imagine the players, Tuchel, for example, before, like, for him going, he seemed like a lot more of a leader than Potter, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it might just sort of Potter coming, he might be like, well, I'm not very bothered about what you're saying compared to like someone like Tuchel, who seemed like a proper.
Where do you think he'll rock up next, Tuchel?
I keep hearing people say Liverpool.
won't shock
would
me
you have him, though? Say if Klopp did leave, obviously you don't want that to happen, but
good manager.
Is he a Liverpool manager?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He's very intense, he seems.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know, he's worked under Klopp twice, hasn't he? So I sort of look at that and think he's got the brains of what's happened. He knows what to expect.
Yeah.
He's been in a similar atmosphere at Dortmund. He'd do a job, but my question for him when he signed for Chelsea was, I seen him at PSG and he had that 1 year where he was brilliant and you couldn't get near it. You couldn't get near PSG. And then he dropped off, done the same at Chelsea.
Yeah.
But then would you want him again? Was it going to happen again? Does he lose the dressing room again?
Yeah.
See, I think he'll end up at Spurs in the summer.
Because
Conte's contract's up and I don't think they'll renew it. I think there was something today. I think he's having
an operation. He's had it.
Yeah.
So he was
I don't know whether he'll be like, he could be out.
You don't know if he might just want to take a break himself.
Yeah. You see,
it's not going well, is it either? Particularly well, anyway.
It takes him out to spotlight for a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As much as he'd rather be like healthy.
Yeah.
Poch is another one, though. Pochettino. Where's he going to end up next?
He's desperate for that job.
Yeah.
He's desperate.
Yeah,
I can't see anyone past him going to Tottenham, me personally.
One of our mates, Danny, he always wants, he's a Tottenham fan and he loves Pochettino back home.
Yeah.
He always says he wants Pochettino back. I could see that happening though.
Do you go back though? Do you go back?
No, but I think he loved it there, don't me.
Never go back to your ex.
So yeah, moving on. We've got a few questions from the listeners just to finish off. Unless there's anything else you want to chat about.
The League Cup finals in a few weeks, isn't it? Who do you think will win that? Newcastle or United?
Depends who's in a better form at the time.
Yeah.
I think we're a bit momentum. I feel like Newcastle are gonna win it.
Yeah.
Just because of everything what's going on around them. They just seem to be getting goals with everything, don't they? Mm. Every sign and every game. They just seem to be, I don't know, just there, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you know, half of Wembley full Geordies. That'd be some atmosphere that.
Yeah, it'll be mad. I think the one thing which is in United's favour is, like, for a lot of Newcastle players there, it's the biggest game of their careers, isn't it, so far, whereas a lot of United players have been there and done that.
That could work the opposite way.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Like, if I had to pick a winner now, I probably would still back United, you know?
Would you? Manchester United.
everyone who's watching knew what I meant.
Forest could win tonight. That game's being played in a minute, yeah, so Forest could win.
Yeah, but they're not going to win 3-0 at Old Trafford, are they?
Stranger things have happened.
Clipped this. If it
clipped, I know, yeah.
So, I mean,
I hope they do now, you know, just for that.
No, imagine.
I think Newcastle have got the local feel, though, yeah. They've got, what's his face, Longstaff midfield.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if he's from Newcastle, but he's from up that way. Yeah. You've got Bairn at the back. They'll really want to win. Not obviously the United players want to win as well, but first time since 2001 they've been to a final at Wembley.
I know. It's just a lot of pressure, though, isn't it, on all the players and that. Like, imagine how intense that build-up's going to be in Newcastle and that, where there's, I feel like with Manchester United players, they can sort of, do you know how to handle it more?
Yeah. A lot of them have been there, haven't they?
Yeah, that's just what I think.
It comes down to it on the day.
Yeah.
It might come down to a refereeing decision. Be 1-0 either way, I think.
Be some game, though.
Yeah,
I think it'll be some game that.
They don't concede goals, do you, though? Newcastle?
No.
Well, not many anyway.
United don't really, though, do they?
Yeah.
Which could be a shit game, to be fair.
Yeah. I think
it's a catalyst for both of them, though. Either one of them wins the trophy, they'll win.
Yeah.
They'll be competing next year again. I think United will be a good side now, but they'll be even better side next year, and they'll be up there for the title again, I think.
There's too many, isn't he? There's too many title challenges now. It unsettles me, that.
Yeah.
No, I think definitely sort of the Premier League, that sort of top 60 site. I think there's also Newcastle there now. And I think the rest of it, that's so far ahead of the rest of the league now. It's like, it's impossible to get into it. Well, obviously Newcastle have shown otherwise, but...
Yeah. They've bought well, though. Newcastle have bought well.
They have.
Very well.
Give me the Super League anyway. Get me out of this.
I know.
So we've got a few listeners question. This one's from P_Keenan, and it is should the old firm be in the Prem? I've been slated on this question before. You've got a short on YouTube.
All the Scots,
I get abuse
before
every day on it.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going and going. I said that he big globally, or are they just big in Ireland and the UK?
I basically said the big globally, and I think if they transition into English football, they'd be massive within a few years.
They're both massive.
Yeah, massive. They're so huge.
Massive fan bases, yeah.
There's a lot. Yeah, the fan bases are big. If they come into the Premier League now, do I think it would be competitive? No.
No?
No, they're miles off it. Absolutely miles off it.
Yeah, you see them in the Europa League, and only got to the final.
Oh, no, but I mean...
But in Champions League, they got on the group stage.
But I think straight away, they just have so much money thrown at them from potential owners and that. Like, don't get me wrong, the current squad's right now, no chance off it. But I think if they... Like, there was talk years ago of them starting in, like, League 2 and having to work their way up, but that just... If they left Scottish football, I don't know, probably
kill it already, though. If you look at a lot of the grounds, when, say, if like Rangers or Celtic play away against Hamilton, three sides of the ground are Rangers anyway.
Yeah.
Or Celtic anyway.
It needs to happen eventually. I think this has been talked about 20 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think, you know, if they're going to do it, they're going to have to do it, because where else do they go? It's such a, you know, I don't want to be out of order, but it's not the best of leagues. The standard's not great, is it? And some of the players do come down here and do well. Van Dijk being one example. But I don't think they're good enough anywhere near good enough for the Prem.
Do you think if that happens, do you have to, like, have the whole of the Scottish sort of Premier League transition over?
So how would you even do that?
I don't know.
What about the Scottish Championship then? What happens to
that? I know.
Do you know, there's the whole league system there, not just them two.
I know.
I think that's what's stopping it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. All the money which comes into that league.
Because, like, of them.
Let's think of the watch figures for, like, any other game which isn't Celtic Rangers.
Yeah.
Bournemouth away is bad enough. I don't want to go to Ross County.
So, well, yeah, do we want them or do we not want them then?
I'd like to see an all firm.
In the Premier League.
In the Premier League. But would it make a difference to us? No, because we wouldn't be going. Yeah. So, I'd like to see Rangers and Celtic in the Prem, yeah. But they'd have to work their way up because they're nowhere near good enough.
Yeah. So, give me an old firm game in Europe. So, like, in the Europa League last 16 or something. That'd be boss to watch that. That'd be amazing. Though.
Do you ever reckon there is some corruption with the draw just to avoid them games?
Well, I see.
Have we ever seen Man United Liverpool apart from the Europa League game? Have we ever seen that in the Champions League?
No.
And they're always in the latter stages and have been for years. So how have they never met? Liverpool, Chelsea, all the time.
I know.
It's weird.
You used to hate that.
Underrated rivalry, that, weren't it?
That was one of the best rivalries.
Yeah. Benitez and Mourinho.
Wow. Them nights. Like, I still say it now. I remember being in the ground 05, 06, 07. Then games. Like, the atmosphere was bouncing. I don't think I've ever seen a better atmosphere. Barcelona was good at home when we won 4-0, but the Chelsea game when Garcia scored that ghost goal, the ground was moving. Yeah. You felt it rocking. Every bit of it was rocking. You never walk alone. It's the loudest I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Even like the fella on the tannoy, George, he was like emotional in his message after him. Everyone's head just fell off.
No, but going on to them draws, I seen one the other day, an FA Cup draw, and it's Serge from Kasabian, he's a Leicester fan, and Noel Gallagher, obviously he's a City fan, and both of them draw out Leicester versus City. Like, what's the chances of that?
Of course they did.
Yeah, it was on TikTok, and I went, not like, oh, that's so, like, bang on.
It's too bang on, isn't it? Like, yeah. But, so Liverpool's midfield, that's Joe Jones, I think we've already touched on that, haven't we? This is a good one. This is IM 1878. The slow, painful death of our EFC right in front of our eyes.
Not very much. I don't know what else to say.
But yeah.
He's just summed it up, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm. He has. We should have went down last season, though.
Yeah. We got Chelsea so lucky.
He beat United. Mm. Like, remember that? We should have been gone. And that Palace game as well.
Covered the cracks, didn't it?
Yeah. To be fair, last season, we had so much luck with other teams' results. Like, we were so lucky. That's what we're doing after this season.
Yeah.
We don't have a Norwich and Watford who are gone. Yeah. There's three other teams.
Just thinking that, like, last season, you could have said there was worse teams than you. Right now, there isn't.
No.
Who else is as bad as Everton right now? And that's from a neutral's point of view. That's not from a red. That's I can't think of any other team that's as bad.
It's
scary. It can't get any worse for you, can it?
It can't.
I don't think it can get any worse. Now he's coming, especially.
Arsenal's a tough first game for us to have as well.
Yeah, but at home.
We have quite a good record against Arsenal at home recently. Beat them last year, don't we?
1-0.
2-1.
You'd rather them at home than Liverpool away first game.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's never a good time to play Liverpool away.
And Arsenal won't want to come into the fact that Sean Dyche is to fall over. It'd
be interesting to see how he sets up.
I think it'll probably be 4-4-2. Like,
two strikers?
Or like Graham behind Calvert. Yeah. I think it'll be something like that.
I think he's going to do five at the back again.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Given we have about 100 centre-halves. Honestly.
It's mad, isn't it?
Lens one?
Yeah. It'd probably be worse Lens than one.
Yeah, so is there anything else you want to talk about before we do our quick fire questions?
Go to the quick fire ones.
So if you're going to do a five-a-side team of Liverpool players of all time, who would it be?
From what I've seen?
From what you've seen. Yeah.
Alisson, Van Dijk, Gerrard, Suarez, Torres.
Not a bad five-a-side team.
No Salah.
No. I love Salah, but what them two done up front, like magic, honestly. Like Suarez, like I said before, he's got everything. Done everything. He could hit a ball from anywhere, go in. He was horrible. He was everything you don't want to play against in a five side.
Yeah.
Suarez was just in the right place, the right time, strong, finish. And he always stepped up in the big games.
Mm.
So, and obviously, I can't say nothing about Gerrard other than what he's done, can I? Best player I've ever seen.
Yeah. Another one we do is a random Premier League footballer.
Yeah.
Just any random one.
Forgotten one.
Obscure.
Abel Xavier.
Play for Everton and Liverpool.
Yeah. Do you know what?
That's a good one. That, you know?
We haven't had that. I'm just trying to think what mine would be. I was going to say Jack Collinson. Do you know the one who was at West Ham?
Oh, blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. There's
my own. Why have I just said that? Was that for you?
Why is it coming to your head? Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Robert Earnshaw. Has he played in the Premier League, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
West Brom.
Scored a hat-trick for them at Charlton away.
But yeah,
that is a mad fact for you to know that. Why do you know that?
Honestly, I know every Everton score from like 2004 onwards. It's like, it's stupid. Like, you'd think I'd be dead clever apart from that, but I'm not. just know Everton facts.
There's your clip.
Yeah. But we also do underrated Premier League goal.
Ooh. Daniel Agger. 35 yards. I think it was against Newcastle, top corner.
Oh, I'm onto that.
Rocket.
Yeah, that's a cracking goal, that, to be fair.
I remember it. Just the reason that just came to my head was I was in the Upper Annie Road behind it and it went in cop end, top corner.
Yeah.
And he followed it all the way to the top corner. And, when he hit them, he could hit them, like. So, yeah, that's my one.
Was he seen as a good centre-half at Liverpool, Daniel Agger?
A footballer.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say a good footballer.
Yeah.
He was like the modern... He's like what we see now in centre-halves.
Do you think he would have been better now?
Better now because, back then... Well, we're saying back then, but it's what? Must be what, 15 years? You're looking at Daniel Agger and he's playing against big Alar centre-half, centre-forwards.
Hmm.
Where now, it's quite nice in everything's football. Everything's on the floor. There's not as much in the air as much anymore. And I think there wasn't as much demand.
Yeah.
There isn't as much demand on probably the legs in terms of being a centre half now.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see him back on the side. Like.
Yeah. What's your underrated Premier League goal?
Do you know what? Ross Barkley at Newcastle away.
Oh, don't worry, just keep it running.
It was more that goal, I don't know why though. I thought something was happening with Everton. I thought that was a moment with Everton. We thought, yeah, we're going to actually take off. The first time in our lives, we're going to be a decent side. Yeah. We were, but it weren't to be. But yeah, that goal was fantastic nonetheless. Yeah.
I'm going to continue with the Everton theme here because some lads commented it a few times on our TikToks and Insta saying Billy Allard did a letting off against Portsmouth at home.
Say that again.
Well, the other day when we done that quiz night, we said one of the questions was spell his name.
And full name.
Don't even know why we asked that. I can't even spell half of it.
Portsmouth at home.
Yeah, last game of the season comes to him like the edge of the box first time. Scores. It was like a nothing match though, so that's probably why he didn't.
I can't remember that. The only one I can remember is that Wolves away. Yeah. And he scored against Wolves at home as well.
Yes, yeah,
and then United one as well.
United one was good.
Yeah. Who would your Everton five side team be? Everton. We'll finish on that.
Who I've seen.
Yeah.
Get the popcorn out.
Pickford and goal. I think he's better than Howard.
Nigel Martin,
goalkeeper.
I don't think I ever seen him play for Everton. No, I think it was a bit.
I feel old.
Richard, right? Yeah,
Pickford. I'd probably say Jagielka. It's hard, this, isn't it?
Jagielka over Lescott.
I'm gonna go defensive. I'll have no Jagielka. Baines.
Baines has got to be in there.
And then there's two left. I'll probably go with. It's like, I'd have Lukaku, and then I'm torn between...
In a five-a-side team, no?
Oh, yeah, that's
Lukaku.
Oh, imagine him on goals, though, mate. He'd just lash it everywhere.
Yeah.
You just see me shooting from everywhere. And, I'm torn between Arteta or Kyle.
Pina on a five-a-side. Silky.
I'm going for Arteta, because he has that dog in him, lad. Five-a-side.
I fancy my mates against that five-a-side.
So, yeah, we'll end on that note. Thanks very much for that.
We forgot one. Just what's your favourite pint before we finish? Yeah, you always ask that one.
Ooh. See, I've gone from, like, the normal beers to IPAs lately.
Have you, yeah?
Yeah, just, like, matured. Something different. Just got, yeah, matured, yeah. Gone from the shitty Carlin on a night out to, I'm not even going to say Brewdog, because I'll get hammered. Madri,
shout.
Standard. Yeah, so, anything else you want to finish up on?
Nah.
Yeah, so thanks very much for that, once again. Don't mind if you like and subscribe and give us a 5-star review on Spotify. And just before we finish, where can you find your stuff?
So, the Road End Pod is on Twitter, Instagram, and then in the likes of Spotify, Apple Music, The Road End Pod.
That's a nice one. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, and thanks very much for watching.